Hi, this is a dictation for Kimberly Jenkins, Kimberly Jenkins. Date of birth is 6/1/1972. Date of accident 10/23/2025. Date of service 12/1/2025. The patient is being referred for an evaluation, and she reported that her pain has worsened. Now, since her last previous accident on 10/12/2022, due to the new accident that happened on 10/23/2025. The patient reports that currently she is suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is 9, lower back pain is 9, shooting pain to the right leg, front and back, constantly, and numbness and tingling of all the fingers of the both hands. Neck pain is reported to be 9. Headaches are present to be tune of 9. Some pain in the front of the chest and upper back is also reported. The details of the accidents are as follows. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver at 7:45 a.m. on 10/23/2025 alone in a Jeep Cherokee on 8 Mile in Livernois near East Detroit. She was going on 8 Mile and she stopped at an intersection of Livernois. Then she was rear-ended at 40 miles an hour by another Chevy SUV. She did not know the speed of the other car. She was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The ambulance did not arrive. Police didn't arrive at the scene. Patient did not go to the hospital by the ambulance. But she went to the emergency room by herself. There were no x-rays were done. No CT scan was done. She was at Providence Hospital, where she was there for 3 hours. Only injections, medications, muscle relaxers will be provided. The patient report that the car was not drivable, but she didn't know the extent of the damage, and car is not total. The rear of the car was smashed, including trunk and the bumper and the lights, but possibly the car is not totaled. Regarding the injuries, the patient reported that she hit her head to the steering wheel, eyeglasses to the steering wheel, and it broke, causing severe headaches thereafter. Neck whiplash happened. There was no trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen directly, and no trauma to the shoulder, elbow, hands, knees. No fracture dislocation happened, no bleeding. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient has a headaches which are present daily, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are mostly located to the front of the head. They're constant, severe, and they are not sensitive to the light or the noise. Associated factor is nausea, but no vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, which is off and on, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, and nausea. The patient do not have any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory. She denies disorientation, loss of concentration or lack of focus, denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No issues with the taste or smell. No issues with the TMJ. No incontinence, although she has peed in the bed one or two times after the accident. There is a history of numbness of the right leg and fatigue. Anxiety, depression, panic has been reported. There is no sleep disturbance or sidal anesthesia. No weakness. No major trouble in walking. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the neck, which is 9, on a scale of 1 to 10, without radiation to the upper extremities. However, there is a numbness and tingling of all the five fingers of both hands nonstop. Middle back is not reported to be hurting, but the lower back is hurting to the tune of 9. There is a radiculopathy or radiation of pain to the right leg. Posteriorly, in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, which is off and on, 3 to 4 times per week, and it is associated with weakness of the leg and difficulty in walking. No other issues are reported at this time. Some muscle spasm in the back and upper part of the chest are reported. She says that many of these symptoms were present before also due to the previous motor vehicular accident that happened on 10-12-2022. In this accident, she was a restrained driver in Georgia. She was rear-ended again, but there was no involvement of any case or a lawyer. The case never went to the court, no settlement. She did receive 6 epidural in the lower back at that time, and then it helped the patient. There was no surgery done. The patient also had some trigger point injections, and these pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching, and tender. Pain level is 9 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factors for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by medications only. So far, the patient has had some X-rays, but no MRIs. In addition, patient has a weakness of the right leg, but she has not fallen because of that. Numbness and tingling of both hands and right leg is reported. There is a bowel, there is a bladder incontinence, but not the bowel incontinence. So far, regarding the treatment, patient has had 2 visits to the physical therapy, 2 visits to the chiropractic, and was referred from them for re-evaluation here. No other treatment, no other doctors have been involved. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, and disability. She has a bank teller in Co America Bank in Highland Park for the last 6 months only. She also has a customer service at Advance America. Victor Bowman is the attorney. And please review the personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 178 over 124, pulse 95, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'8", weight 220, temperature 97.4, respiratory rate is 16. The patient is a 53-year-old African-American female, of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. He's sitting comfortably, and attitude is good, well-dressed, and doesn't appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic, or in shortness of breath, or acute distress, or severe pain faces. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping and not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam come from the template, including psychological, neurological, which are all normal. And musculature examination reveals spasm of the lower paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 with 2 plus hypertonicity, spasm of the quadratus lumbar muscle bilaterally. Upper back is completely normal. Cervical spine muscles are normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is present in L5, S1 and bilateral SI joints. Hypertonicity of 1 plus for a paravertebral muscle spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 10. And bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign is positive. Distraction test is positive. Soto Hall test is positive. LungMed test is positive. In thoracic spine, slump test, Bruch's tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. PLR is positive bilaterally. Chem test is positive. And Babinski sign is negative. Compression test negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are slightly tender and are positive for Faber test, Gonsolin test, and negative for distraction test. Iliocompression test is negative and standing flexion test is negative. Extremities examination are essentially all negative, from shoulder to elbow to hands to hip and knees and foot. Please use the template. No findings will notice. Even carpotunnel findings are not present in the wrist and hand. Thank you. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. Treatment plan for Kimberly-Jenkins is as follows. An MRI for cervical spine and a lumbar spine is ordered to identify the issues affecting her and the pathology. Is provided with following medication, which are meloxicam, 7.5 mg 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Is provided with Tylenol with codeine, 2 bottles, 60 tablets, 1 tablet 2 times or 3 times a day for pain. Lyrica is provided 50 mg at night for or two times a day for headaches and for other nerve pain. Medigesic is provided PRN basis for headaches. Lidopro is provided for topical pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg 2 times a day is provided for muscle relaxation. MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine without contrast have been ordered. MAPS were reviewed. And the previous MRI of 2022 were obtained, and a new MRI has been ordered. Medical records are not available from the hospital visit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, once again, are not available. Interventional pain procedures, none for now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered, released. Investigation, MRI for cervical lumbar spine is ordered. DMEs. The patient has a neck brace and a back brace from previous providers. Education is yes. And disability is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.